flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
So get ready for some ZZ Top music today. Have I ever told my ZZ Top story on the air? I'll do it later. You'll love it.
Do it now.
No, I'm not going to do it now. It's 10:20. We're getting into the Luka trade.
Come on.
No way. Sports talk radio, not ZZ Top talk radio. Oh my At least not goodness. Too much of it.
I mean, we could all growl like Billy. It'd be perfect.
So I truly thought that it was one of those, you know, speculative things thrown out there on the internet when I saw the trade yesterday. I'm sure most people thought the same way. Rob Pelinka thought, you know, you're kidding me, right? When Nico Harrison calls him, he's the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks. By the way, Mark Cuban not involved in this. So we don't want any Mark Cuban
calls.
Don't
get mad at him.
He had nothing to do with it. He always said that he'd, like, you know, trade his son before he traded Luka.
He's been, what, two? He's been out for 2 years. He's been the minority owner for 2 years.
Guy,
he sold out like 2 years
so
ago.
So smart.
He is a smart dude.
He started the, you know, the internet basketball sporting broadcast thing, and then sold it before the thing tanked. Beautiful. Mm. That's the way to time it out. But Luka goes to the Lakers. And this is the league where superstars get traded all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens. And this has happened. Is he the biggest superstar in the league? Maybe. First of all, if you're the Dallas Mavericks, what the heck are you doing here?
You bring that question up. I'm interested that if someone just did a poll, right?
What are you doing?
Of anybody that just knows basketball. I'm not saying doesn't know basketball. And they said to you, name one person in the NBA. They would probably say...
LeBron.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yep.
Okay.
It would say LeBron. Here's what I think Dallas is doing. And I thought this, and then I saw somebody write it. They're betting against Luka Doncic. He was due for the Supermax contract that they could have given to him this summer. And it was like $343 million. It's insane money. It's insane. And, you know, good for him, right? I mean, you can get it. Good for you. In his career, Luka has played in, per year, 72, 61, 66, 65, 66, 70 games, and he hasn't played since Christmas. He is not svelte. He looks like he's not in shape. He looks like a guy who enjoys himself. You can take that any way you want.
Okay, what is that supposed to be?
Well, let's put it this way. He appears to be on the Phelps plan. He enjoys eating more than he does working out. How's that?
Okay.
But man, is he good. Man, is he good. And it seems as if Dallas is betting against him holding up. Doesn't it?
The fact they didn't want to pull the trigger on $325 million.
Because if you think he's going to hold up, you pull that trigger. And he's... I forget how many games they played in the COVID year. But he's missed a significant number of games every year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all well and good. And he's also averaging over 28 points a game for his career. And that's nice. And averaging almost 9 rebounds a game for his career. And averaging over 8 assists per game for his career. And he shoots it well. I mean, from a straight basketball standpoint, he's one of the best players that we've seen. I won't say ever yet, but certainly one of the best players of this generation. And on his way to being one of the best players ever. But the Mavericks are betting against him.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
And one other thing to keep in mind about NBA trades. You can trade unbelievable talent. It's about fit. Does this fit? Does this make us a better team?
Dallas or Lakers?
Either one. That's what an NBA trade is.
Right.
Does this make us a better team? And people forget that. If you're the Mavericks, are you a better team now? You got Anthony Davis, who's pretty good and misses a lot of games himself, by the way. He's always out. And you got a first, and you got a role player. You got one first-round draft choice and a less star player in Anthony Davis. But does it make you a better team? And he's 7 years older than Luka. Does it make you a better team? If you're the Lakers, you know what you got? You got the next spotlight.
You have a superstar.
For the next decade, yeah. If he holds up. If he holds up.
Okay, so just as you kind of go through all these things, right? I keep thinking in the back of my mind, it's probably good for the league to have Luka playing in market number 2. One of the most historic franchises in league history.
That always has a star player.
Yes. And so they're always really good at that. And so now they once again are in that position. So that's one part of it. The other part of it is just this fan reaction in Dallas. Just to me is fascinating. Just because we've lived through fan reaction stuff here.
Oh, we know what fan reaction can be.
So like the cover of the Dallas Morning News today.
This wasn't Luka's idea.
No, right. And so, look, when you leave and it's on the team, you're a hero. You get a hero's welcome when you come back. Unless you're sitting around moaning about, trade me, get me out of here. If a team lets you go, fans will always be on your side.
Always.
I can't ever remember when it's not been that way. And so the cover of the Dallas Morning News today is, Luka was ours. And I'm just like, oh, man.
Luka finally released a statement, made a comment.
Saw that and said great things about the community.
Here it is.
Great things. Go ahead for it.
7 years ago, I came here as a teenager, and he was 19. Came here as a teenager to pursue my dream of playing basketball at the highest level. I thought I'd spend my career here, and I wanted so badly to bring you a championship. Okay, where's his statue? That's all he needs in Dallas.
Yep.
He continued and said some other things. Dallas is a special place. Mavs are special fans. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. So he's nothing but a saint. Nothing but a saint in Dallas now.
Oh, how about this? I just went through the headlines.
Okay? As if he wasn't already.
Fox News has this on theirs. Ready? Disgruntled Maverick fans protest trade with symbolic funeral outside team's arena. A baby blue coffin showered with jerseys, fan art, and more was at American Airlines Center on Sunday. Oh, my God. I love it. They did it before the Stars and the Jackets played.
You know, Andy, for anybody else.
Oh, man. It's so nice to be on the outside looking at somebody else go through this kind of misery. Yeah.
For anybody else at 6'6", and being a little pudgy, okay, he's in fine shape, right? For an NBA player, and apparently he came into training camp. This is according to reports. Came into training camp last year a little leaner, but his weight ballooned above 260 during the season. And then all of a sudden he's got a calf injury. Okay? That stuff's real. That's real. Especially when your game's not based on athleticism. And why do I say that? Before you say, well, he's not going to lose any athleticism. That's right, he's not. But what's he going to lose? If you're out of shape, you might lose athleticism. You might not lose games. He's not going to lose athleticism or a ton of it. But if he continues to not be in the greatest of shape and loses games, playing games, I mean, what's going to happen to his career? I personally hope he slims down a little bit, gets in better shape, because he's so good. God, is he good. I mean, he's good. And it changes, and we're going to get into this. I think if I'm LeBron right now, I'm sitting there thinking, this is really good, I think.
I don't know. LeBron's got to he's got to check himself.
Where's the brightest spotlight on the Lakers now?
Oh, it's Luka.
It is. And that's the first time in his career that LeBron, and going back to AAU ball, the first time in his career where the spotlight has not been solely on him, the brightest spotlight on him.
It's going to be interesting to watch him and his demeanor.
I know. The way he is I wonder. They actually, if you had to pick a comp for LeBron in the league,
it'd be him.
And if you had to pick a comp for Luka in the league, so you got two of the same guys, which could be phenomenal or could be not good.
I just can't envision the Lakers not having a conversation with LeBron before they made this move.
They said they didn't.
Andy, can't.
Supposedly, but if you're, nobody okay, so wait knew. A second. Sham Sharanya had to go on his Twitter account and say this is real numerous times because people were thinking it was a hoax and that he got hacked.
That's
the kind of move. That also shows you this.
Jeff,
our bright light now is on Luka. We don't need to actually inform LeBron.
Okay, so Pat Riley didn't like the situation, but I'm sure that he probably felt like he could give LeBron a heads up on stuff. Here, the Cavaliers didn't want to walk across the street if LeBron didn't say it was okay. And I just can't imagine the Lakers just doing this and not saying anything,
you know what,
to LeBron,
you know why?
Or consulting.
It's a changing of the spotlight, Andy.
Yeah, I get that. But
the spotlight just went this. It moved to the right, and there's Luka. That's what just happened here.
I wonder what LeBron's thinking right now.
That's what just happened here. Bill's in Parma. Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, good morning. Great program, you guys. Tell you.
And we're just starting, Bill.
I know. And before I can't wait to hear the ZZ Top story, Jeff.
Oh, it's a good one. You'll be stunned.
I can't wait. Yeah, but I got to thank Dan for last week. He played a song from Blind Faith. And thank you, Dan. I just wanted to let you know that.
Appreciate that, Bill.
He's spinning the hits here on 92.3 The Fan. Coming up on Two for Tuesday tomorrow.
Who is lead guitarist on Blind Faith? That's right. Eric Clapton.
Nice.
Anyway, this trade.
Stunning.
Okay. You know, I used to be a skeptic, but I quit that yesterday. And so I think this is possibly what's going on. I heard he's a smoker. Luka is. Number two is when I hear weight on a basketball player and he gets traded at his age, it could be alcohol. And we think it's steak. I'm going to guess it's alcohol because it doesn't make sense unless there's something kind of playing in this thing a little bit.
There are a lot of factors here, Bill, and it wouldn't stun me if you're accurate.
Well, and like I said, I have nothing to base that on, but when I hear weight gain and trading a young guy for a guy 32, it doesn't make much sense unless there's something else going on. But anyway, with the Cavaliers, I look upon the Cavaliers, correct me if I'm wrong on this, it's almost like baking a turkey, which I've never done, but I've watched my wife do it. And that is, when is the turkey ready to eat?
When that thing pops out.
Thank you. And I have no idea. But anyway, it's not ready this year. And it's just not. I don't think they can win a championship, and I hate to say this, with Allen as the second big man. The two big, most important people is Mitchell and Mobley. And Mobley's, he's really kind of the turkey, if you get it. I say that nicely. And that he's kind of in the early stages of the bake. And I don't see him in the later stages of it, getting close for another 2 years, maybe three.
Bill, that's an interesting thought. Bill, thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
appreciate the phone call today. 216-474-0092. Bill throwing out some thoughts about Luka. Clearly, the guy is not in primo NBA shape. Is that what's behind this? Because, man, just if you just look at talent, you look at numbers that have been put up, Lakers got themselves a new superstar. What does it mean for LeBron next on Baskin and Phelps?
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I get all fired up. A little Southeast Texas rock. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. LeBron now has a teammate whose spotlight will be brighter than his. Now, LeBron's 40.
Yeah.
Luke is 25.
Yeah.
Is this okay? Is this a good thing? Is this the way this works?
Do we have a choice?
Well, he doesn't have a choice. He wasn't apparently even informed. Is this okay? Can Andy?
Jeff?
This is the first time in his career that he's not even being asked to, where he will be taking, and don't even know if everybody's aware of it yet, where he will be taking a complementary role. Now, it might be 1A and 1B, but A comes before B.
Let me ask you this.
And at the age of 40, can LeBron still play and help it? Oh, you bet he can.
He's still good. You're looking at this very, very analytically and correct.
Give me something else.
Well, I'm just saying, did the Lakers just diss LeBron? Did they diss him?
Does it even matter?
Does he deserve the respect to know what's going on? Even if he didn't like it, did he deserve the respect to know what was going on? Even if he didn't like it. prior to the trade.
Yes.
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 So, to me, I believe
players of that ilk deserve to know.
I agree. And maybe he was the first call
before
the call.
And anytime you can say ilk is a good thing.
Is it? Have you ever been to the Elks Club?
I've seen an elk.
Have you been there? To the Elks Club.
Somewhere I was.
Okay, I just want to make sure. No, I'm just wondering, did they just diss LeBron by doing this?
Yeah, but nothing.
I think they made his team.
It's interesting because LeBron was his handpicked teammate, or AD was, remember?
Yeah, yes. I mean, they just sent your buddy out, and they didn't tell you they were making a move, and they brought in someone who's potentially going to be a bigger, well, will be a bigger name on the floor.
Is already.
Yeah.
At this point. Now, if Luka is fortunate, he'll become what LeBron has been. Okay, let's not get carried away. LeBron, it's LeBron, and not in this order. LeBron, Michael Jordan, Wilt Chamberlain, maybe for the Magic, Bird. I mean, there's a very, very small group of the best, most influential players in NBA history.
Yep.
It's a very small group.
Mm.
LeBron's in it.
I'm just asking you, Cavs fans, did LeBron get dissed for the first time in his career?
Cleveland is in Cleveland. He's thinking about Cleveland. Hello, Cleveland.
Hey, Cleve, what's up?
How are you guys doing today?
Oh, we're good.
We're pumped up.
Fascinating story. Pumped. Fascinating.
I am so happy for what I'm thinking here.
And
I'm thinking that maybe we should make a trade ourselves, have LeBron and his son come here for Jared Allen. That way he'd have the biggest story ever and could have a championship while they're building that little statue out there for him and be the biggest NBA story ever.
Coming back to a team and winning another title?
That's right, with his son.
All right, can I throw one thing at you?
Yes.
The Los Angeles Lakers are 28-19. The Cavs are 40-9.
Exactly.
Do they need LeBron?
No, but
is it a better would it be a better team with LeBron and without Jared Allen? See, that's what this is all about, building the better team. I'm not going to be judgmental yet. I'm asking.
I think it would be a better team because of the way LeBron plays. Because he has the ball in his hand and he makes passes like everybody else on the team.
Cleveland, thank you for the thought.
It's food for thought.
I'm going to say something you're not going to like.
Go ahead.
If you could pick a guy with the skill set to add to this team,
LeBron,
who would be the perfect skill set to add to this team?
It'd be LeBron. We've talked about this for 2 years now.
Skill set.
LeBron.
I agree.
Okay, you were scared me there. I was like, where's he going with this?
Mental approach to this? Would it be LeBron? In other words, would he have to be top dog? Or would he be okay being a member of a five-man crew that was phenomenal? LeBron, if LeBron was added to this team, they win the NBA championship. I think they would win the NBA championship. I don't think you can argue, can you?
No.
And if they didn't win it, I think it would be an upset. However, chemistry is a big thing. That skill set added to this team is exactly what it needs. I don't think that's a doable thing. And I don't know that the Cavs would want to do it. What do you think? Would they?
Look what
they have going now. Could LeBron walk back into this and be top dog?
Would he be top dog? Would LeBron be the top dog if he came back right now?
Him he's not going to be.
Well, L.A. just did that. So how many times can you hear that in one season?
Well, that's in L.A.
Okay.
Is Cleveland.
We don't need him to come
this
in here.
This is LeBron's town.
But do we need him? No, Akron's his town. Do we need him to be the top dog if you bring him back? Does he need to be?
Tell him.
I'm not. I'm telling him anything.
He's coming back and that he's not.
I'm asking you a question. Does he need to be the top dog if he comes back here?
I don't know that. You mean need in his mind?
Yeah. It's ego.
I would think. Yeah, I would think.
It's all ego. Well, what's his ego saying in L.A. right now?
Oops, I took a hit.
I'm just saying, man. What did LeBron? I was trying to find the quote. I can't find the exact quote. What did LeBron say about the current Cavs roster? He loves it, right?
How could you not?
Yeah, I know. I agree.
But you know what this team is missing?
Him.
A playmaking small forward
who can shoot
a little bit. Not that that's the strongest part of LeBron's game, but.
I don't know. I am just fascinated to see. Is there any chance LeBron says trade me to the Lakers?
No. LeBron is one, and I don't know who the other guy is. Might be Giannis. LeBron is one of two players in the NBA with a no trade clause.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, there's no such thing as a lack of respect clause, and if he felt like he was disrespected, he may walk in there and say, adios, boys. I see how you feel about me.
I can think that there is only...
And how you feel about my friends.
I could be wrong on this. I would think there are only two places that LeBron would waive his no trade clause for. Two.
Here and where?
New York Knicks. Which, by the way, would put the Knicks over the top. Jalen Brunson. LeBron. Bridges.
Even at four.
Cat.
Yeah. Oh, man. Does this not make the trading deadline get a little bit more interesting? Even more interesting?
Just stay tuned, man. Mario's in Cleveland. Hi, Mario.
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for calling.
I was just here sitting here eating my lunch, and I listened to you guys. So I said, let me call them because Jeff is being delusional today and said LeBron would be the top dog if he came back. No, sir. I beg to differ. I feel like they are dogs. LeBron coming here.
I didn't say he'd be the top dog. My question is, Mario, could he accept not being the top dog in Cleveland?
Well, he have to. He have to. I mean, you can just
not
be that
really.
Way.
He doesn't have to.
Well, Jeff, I've been watching you, man, like on TV.
Tell him, Mario.
Listening to you, but come on, Jeff. Come on, Jeff.
Come on, Jeff.
I wonder, Mario. I wonder this, and here's my thought, Mario. I wonder if LeBron would be okay with coming in here and being part of this, and not being the tail that wags the dog. And I don't mean that in any disparaging way toward LeBron. He's earned that for almost anywhere. But coming to a 40-9 team that has two guys in the backcourt who score and two guys in the front court who are pretty dang good, I wonder if he would be able to come in and just like fit in beautifully. I wonder.
Well,
skill wise, sure he could.
I've been watching y'all on TV and hearing you for years. I know it's disclosed my age because then that'll probably disclose you guys' age. But I'll say this.
So you're 22? Is that what you said?
Nice job.
Cool, man.
37's a good age, Mario.
Absolutely. LeBron James come back here, he got to be a 3-and-D guy, and that's it. And that's all I got to say.
Hey, Mario, can I ask you one quick one, Mario? Did the Lakers disrespect him?
By not telling him.
Oh, see, that okay. If they didn't tell him, yeah, they disrespect him. But we all know this is LeBron. I think we know this guy better than most teams. He knew.
I thought the same thing, Mario. But these guys are.
He said he didn't know. That's the thing.
But he's done that before too. We've known that. I had nothing to do with the Kevin Love trade. I had nothing to do with trading Andrew Wiggins. Come on, man.
Come on, Jeff. Come on, 3-and-D. That's it, Jeff.
Mario, thank you very much.
Mario, have a good week, man.
There's one problem with LeBron and 3-and-D. His 3's not that good. It's not bad, but he's not like, you know, a nails shooter. We all know that. He's a nails scorer. We know that. And is the D as good as it was when he was younger at the age of 40? That's the thing. I want to get Wayne in before we bring in Scott Petrak here in about 5 minutes. Wayne.
Hey, good morning, Jeff and Andy. How
good morning,
y'all?
Good morning, Wayne.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Put it like this. Right now, ain't no guarantee the Cavs going to win the championship. It's not to me. It ain't really guaranteed. You know, because weak as the NBA is. But If LeBron, if they trade to LeBron, I will most definitely say it's almost a guarantee they get a championship.
Wayne, I can't even sit here and argue with you. Honestly, his skill set on this team would be, I mean, we've been screaming that they need somebody out on the wing. Well, there you go.
It'd be strong. Yeah, it'd be strong, and I don't think it'd be a problem for him to get. But right now, you know, it's really no guarantee. They're playing good. They're playing good ball. Don't get me wrong. But who knows, man? You know, time will tell, you know, what the future holds.
All right, Wayne. I think it's interesting. Problem is, even at the age of 40, you have the assets you could give up to get LeBron in here.
That's a problem.
I think it's all speculation.
There's another
happening.
Point, Jeff. I'll bring this up later.
We just threw it out for conversation. I don't see that happening.
Let's bring this up later in the show, just because I know we got to go break. The value of this trade seems bizarre, too.
We're going to get more into this. Yeah. Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, BrownZone.com. Joining us next, what's he hearing about a quarterback? Is there one at 2? And is he in line for the Browns, or is he in line for somebody who trades up to 2? It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.